Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Steve Finley. Batting second. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting third. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting fourth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Orsilak. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting seventh. The DH, Greg Walker. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Craig Worthington. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Bob Milwaukee. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Stan Jefferson. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting third. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Candy Maldonado. Batting fifth. The DH, Ken Phelps. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John Farrell. And now, play ball. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Finley hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Finley reaches second base with a double. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berga fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 0, and the Indians 0. The Indians will come to bat. Stan Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jefferson hits a fly ball into left field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Brown hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Orsilak. Brown reaches second base with a double. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to third. Two outs. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Maldonado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Worthington. Brown scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Ken Phelps batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Phelps hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maldonado moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jacoby hits a pop-up towards first. Milligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Orsilak hits a fly ball into left field. Maldonado settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jacoby scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Snyder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Finley. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Furman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder moves to third. Stan Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milwaukee fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Worthington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. That's a stolen base and an error. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Finley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Finley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Devereaux scores. It's Orioles, 1, Indians, 1. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett strikes out. 2 outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milligan hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Snyder fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Snyder. Finley goes all the way around to score. Milligan moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Orioles. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 2, Indians, 2. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Maldonado is 0 for 1 in the game. Maldonado hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phelps is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Phelps takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Worthington. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga takes first base on ball 4. Snyder moves to second. Felix Fermín is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fermín is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fermín hits a line drive towards the mound. Milwaukee reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsulac is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Orsulac is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsulac hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Maldonado settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington is 0 for 1 in the game. Worthington bunts towards third. Berga fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Stan Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jefferson strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a fly ball into center field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Finley is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Finley hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Finley moves to second. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Finley moves to third. Hewlett moves to second. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Tettleton hits a fly ball into center field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Finley tags and scores. Hewlett tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 4-3, Indians. Joe Orsulac is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Orsulac is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Orsulac hits a line drive into left field. Maldonado settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Maldonado is 0 for 2 in the game. Maldonado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Phelps batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Phelps is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phelps takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Worthington is 0 for 2 in the game. Worthington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops it up and throws to first, with Milwaukee covering, for the out. 1 out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Furman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Furman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Finley. Furman reaches second base with a double. Stan Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jefferson for the out. Furman moves to third. 2 outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Brown. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Brown steals second. Mark Williamson now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 3 in the game. Alomar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finley is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Finley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Tim Hewlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berga fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Finley moves to second. Sergio Valdez now pitching. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Milligan hits a line drive towards short. Furman catches it and steps on second to double up Finley. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Candy Maldonado, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Maldonado is 0 for 3 in the game. Maldonado hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phelps is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Phelps strikes out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jacoby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Joe Orsilac, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Orsilac is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Orsilac hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tettleton moves to second. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tettleton scores. It's Orioles, 4, Indians, 4. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jacoby fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Olson now pitching. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Berga hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fermin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fermin hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Finley. Fermin reaches second base with a double. Stan Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 4 in the game. Jefferson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 4 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fermin scores. There goes Jefferson trying to get to third. Devereaux throws the ball into Worthington, who tags Jefferson for the out. It's 5-4, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Worthington is 0 for 3 in the game. Worthington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Finley is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Finley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jacoby scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Finley for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.